Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. Carl and the bot, Linda, is on assignment this morning. And good morning. It is, my gosh, No Music Tuesday, November the 19th, a Tuesday. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. How is everybody? Bad Bob, what's the weather today? And let's see if we can get some people on the phone.
Which would you like first?
Let's see here. Rain high near 53, calm wind, and a chance of precipitation 100%. Stick your head outside right now. It's going to get wet. Low around 49 tonight, and showers will be tapering off. Showers likely into Wednesday, and we'll be mostly sunny by Thursday. Currently in Reading, we have 48 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and family operated. Give them a call at 223-0999.
Okay. You know, today we're going to have Assemblyman Brian Daly. We're looking for Reading City Councilman who just walked in, Patrick Jones. We're going to be talking to Patrick here over a number of things that have happened in the paper and what's happening at the City Council tonight. This week we're going to have the sheriff on Wednesday. We've got a lot of people coming in this week to talk to us about what's happening around here. Of course, we're going to have anybody that's running for office. We're going to make sure that we have them all on several times, many times, as many times as we can get on that and the county supervisor's office so we can make sure that you all have a good idea. But good morning there, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know what? It's early, and it's early in the morning, as we know, and there's a lot of things going on. We're going to do our Wells Fargo here, our advisors here in just a second, and then we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back in and spend the rest of this first segment of this morning with you. I know that there's a lot of things in, you know, today I just saw another editorial in the paper. There was one this past weekend, and I've been getting emails from a variety of people about a meeting tonight at the City Council.
Yeah, you know, we always
concerning veterans.
We always have a lot of interesting topics, and tonight one of the main topics is a funding source for the Reading group that has been working so hard, the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and it's $193,800 agreement. And this was some non-tax money, discretionary money, which is very rare at City Hall. So we'll see what happens tonight.
What about the police station? Is that over?
Yeah, we had that as an item number 11 the last council meeting, and there was not enough consensus to move that forward and put it on the agenda. So for now, that is not the topic.
So then the idea of the police station is gone then.
The idea of retrofitting the old police facility for the Veterans Museum is not on the agenda. So for now, it'll be tabled until a future date if the council so feels that it's an issue worth moving forward on. But it didn't look like it was from the last meeting.
All right. Well, let's go to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. Good morning, Josh. Is it going to be 16,000 again?
Well, it is so far. Markets are up this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 34 points at 16,010. The Nasdaq's up 10 at 3,959. And the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,793. Oil's down 11 cents at $92.92 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.77%. Gold's up $1.50 this morning at $1,273, while silver's unchanged at $20.36 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning. Goldman Sachs is up $1.23 at $166.90. Big Blue's up 60 cents at $185.07. And Home Depot's up $1.82 at $81.46. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. It's like it's like Josh said, the market's over 16,000. But then I'm reading things in the paper and I'm hearing things, from different sources is that this could be a bubble getting ready to drop and drop fast. So, find out what's going on. Make sure you give them a call. Again, 243-7561, our Wells Fargo advisors located on Park Marina Drive. All right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after these messages with our Reading City Councilman, one of them, Patrick Jones.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike. So I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This Friday night, playoff football continues on KCNR 1460 as the Reading Christian Lions host the Butte Valley Bulldogs in the 8-man division championship game. Join yours truly, Nate Avarea, at 7 p.m. live from Bishop Quinn Field in Palisadro. It's the Reading Christian Lions and the Butte Valley Bulldogs with the 8-man championship on the line. All right here on the North State's radio home for high school football, KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. They do so much for this community. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, and of course, Espresso Joe's with this type of weather. Get that cup of coffee. Get the special, the pumpkin latte. That's what Bob likes. And then I walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, our friends there are just outstanding. Bad Bob, explain to everybody what happened, why I didn't have music when I started this time, and I just, you know, blathered.
Blame Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. Our main computer here, which runs off a very, very, basic.
It's basically 1996 software.
And the reason we do that for is?
Because of reliability.
It never stops.
This is the first hiccup we've had in about 4 months, which for any kind of PC device is pretty darn good.
And so what we do is just have to turn it around. Or not turn it around, but restart it.
Give it a good swift kick to the CPU.
There it goes. All right. There. So in 4 months from now, we'll have another one. So we'll just be prepared. Patrick, there's some confusion because I've been getting emails about people still think that police station is still out.
Well, in the last council meeting, we have, at the end of each council meeting, we have item number 11, and that's a discussion of future topics for the council to consider. I brought up the idea of the Reading of the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center having a lease at the old police facility when that facility is vacated. And there essentially was not a consensus, so that died kind of a 3-2.
It was 3-2, Rick Missy and Francie voted against it last week.
That's correct.
Okay.
And at that same exact time, Mayor Bizzetti did indicate that He would like to rediscuss this funding agreement that we had previous that stalled on a 2-2 because I recused myself because the Record Searchlight had hinted that I had a conflict of interest. And so using an abundance of caution, as they say, I recused myself from that vote. Now, I've known for many years now that I obviously work with the Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I volunteer with them almost on every event that they have, and so I care about that mission that they have, and I believe strongly in our veterans and the goal to remember the stories from our veterans, and I see the museum as being very vital. But I have no financial gain. In fact, every time there's a fundraiser, I donate things, so I end up losing money. So there is no conflict there, and I feel comfortable with it today enough to vote, whereas last time, because the paper inappropriately hinted that I had a conflict, you know, they can easily call the FPPC, which I did as well, and they said I do not have a conflict. So, you know, when you have a financial gain from an organization and then you help them, that is a definite conflict. But in this case, I do not, and so I will be voting on it. And tonight, that's on the agenda. So tonight, what we're talking about is the $193,800 cash, an amount that goes to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center for engineering and environmental work at their 17-acre site at the Reading Municipal Airport, which is the site that we've been working on this entire time, and it's the permanent long-term solution for having a fine Veterans Museum here in Reading. And they still, the museum today still needs a building, and they're looking for a building today. And so I'm looking at every opportunity to try to help them secure a building in the short term. And our big picture is still continue to move forward with the 17 acres at the Reading Municipal Airport. And this funding will help get us one step closer there. And you know, this project, it's a big project, and it'll be done step at a time. I want to make mention about this $193,000 because in times of budget crunches.
Yeah, that was one of the things that came out in the paper today is that, we're fighting unfunded liabilities. We've got all these other things.
To keep that in perspective, while we gave raises, the majority of city council gave raises that eclipsed any amount that I'm talking about, I didn't hear the paper come out and speak against those. So, they gotta be a little bit more truthful, with the facts. The fact of the matter, this $193,000 came directly from a sale of a piece of property that was donated to the city of Reading, didn't cost taxpayers one nickel. And as soon as that occurred, I made the motion that we allocate some funds to the Veterans Museum. That sale was the frontage road in front of Lithia for the sale of $285,000. It was not tax dollars. Did not come from the hardworking men and women of Reading. It was a gift, and I took a portion of that to go towards the veterans, $193,800. And does that mean that we don't keep working on our $200 million plus unfunded pension liability?
I thought it was $300 million.
Well, the post-retirement health care, Carl, is over $100 million, and then the pensions themselves are over $200 million. So you're talking unfunded liabilities in excess of $300 million.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Plus just debt over $300 million. So you're talking over $600 million in debt. Unfunded liabilities and sheer debt. So we have serious problems. As you know, I've had all kinds of nicknames, tightwad.
I heard tight, but that was the second word wasn't
and,
wad.
Cheap to the bone. A lot of the papers give me some names, but the reality is that we can turn this around, but we have to start today, and we have to make some tough decisions. When we get a gift from the public of $285,000 that's discretionary, I thought it was very appropriate to help the Veterans Museum move forward. And the big picture here is that we've got to be tougher in negotiations as we move forward and start turning the corner on these liabilities.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Patrick Jones, Reading City Councilman, is our guest. I want to talk to him about a idea floated by Silas Lyons, which seems to have come back again, about using the police station after the police leave as a place for, it's kind of like a homeless daycare center. And there was a lot of comments, when I read it yesterday. Most of them very favorable for it. Of course, it's the same person writing most of them, but still, let's talk about that. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground. and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all affordable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits, and your containers are ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled, these powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added 2 or 3 vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebott. Good morning. 7:24 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 45 degrees out there and raining. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. From Granite Kitchens and Bathroom Makeovers, Forever Furniture, and the Ultimate Lucky Smoker, Mike Huber. What a guy, and his team can build anything at very, very reasonable prices, and he is just outstanding. Give him a call at 241-7866. Check out his website, Estate Granite and Things. Patrick Jones is our guest from the, member, of course, of the, Reading City Council. And we're talking about money, and it's about a meeting tonight that a lot of veterans are going to be at. The money it's going to be, proposed to give to the Veterans Museum to take their next step into building it, $193,000. There was something else that came out, and there's comments in my chat room today, a lot of people in chat room. Silas Lyons the other day said, well, if you're going to, you know, do anything, or he said it back in September, I think, let's use the police station as a homeless daycare center.
Yeah, bad idea. But not one that we have come to not expect from the record searchlight. They've got, it seems like, countless bad ideas. I'm definitely not in favor of a day center and encouraging that lifestyle. We need to fix those problems and do what we can to solve some of these issues.
Well,
let
me break in on this, because you know what? The city of Reading has busted their ass to try and rebuild downtown.
Correct.
I mean, we're here, we're seeing all of these things that are happening, people are bringing this up, and to put a homeless daycare center in the middle of all this.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea.
What can we do for the homeless? Well, There's a lot of things. But putting a homeless daycare center right in the center of town, after we've already said the building, you can't put, you know, can't put people in the building.
You know, there are good people right now, Carl, working on this issue right now. The mission is one of them, and there are many people working on it because it is a problem. You know, unfortunately, we've spent millions of dollars downtown to attract people downtown, and unfortunately, it's attracted some of the homeless as well. And so we're rethinking some of the things and how we do things downtown. And so there are good people working on it, but putting a day center is not the answer. Carl, I want to say something real quick.
Sure.
Just, you know, because the paper here is so misleading to folks. You know, it was funny not too long ago that the Riverfront Playhouse asked the city of Reading to buy the old Carl's Tire building. That was a $500,000 purchase that the city of Reading did. I did not support it. I was criticized once again by the paper for not supporting that. And then here, and that was cash.
Now,
that was taxpayers' money.
Did the city buy?
We bought it.
You bought the old Carl's Tire Center.
From McConnell Foundation.
Okay, you bought it from the McConnell Foundation.
Yes.
All right, and then...
made that available to the Riverfront Playhouse.
And then Riverfront tore down and is starting their building whenever they start that.
Correct.
Okay, but the city,
obviously it's a good cause.
The city spent $600,000 on that.
That is correct. And I didn't see the paper complain. In fact, they criticized me for not supporting it. And now here, when we talk about 193...
How long ago was that?
That was, I think, last year. So it wasn't...
It was last year?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't long ago.
I thought it was a couple years ago.
And you know what? We still had over $600 million in funded liabilities and debt. So, you know, this really comes back hard for me. And here we have $193,800 to the veterans where we're not talking about cash payer or taxpayers' money. And then the paper wants to criticize that. I think it's just shameful. I think it's shameful. And I'm going to say it again. Bruce Ross, it's time for you to go. Mr. Lyons, it's time for you to go. You know, you'll support the Riverfront Playhouse and a $500,000 or $600,000 purchase there. But then when we want to do something good for our veterans, they won't support it. I think it's shameful.
Well, I had somebody mention the other day that Turtle Bay, that they had, that the Turtle Bay and McConnell Foundation had invested millions of dollars down there, which they have. And I was thinking about that. I said, well, you know, that's really a good point. And then I thought about veterans. I think what have veterans invested in,
yeah,
our,
exactly,
in our town? Well, they've invested sometimes an arm and a leg and, sometimes, you know, just their peace of mind for the rest of their life. The fact is where they stood, and it's a small percentage of these people, of our citizens, our veterans. Maybe it's a bit higher percentage up there. And so it's not a monetary thing that veterans have done, except almost all of them are working. Most all of them have jobs, own businesses, and they pay taxes and they hire people. And this, in a veterans museum, passes this along from the generation to generation about how did this happen? Well, this is how it happened. And these are the men and women who fought for this country. So did they invest millions of dollars? No. Have they invested their lives? Yeah. And then so when are you going to, you know, what kind of price are you going to put on that? If you put $600,000 price tag on the arts and Riverfront, because I love those people down there, I love the place, then we ought to be able to put some kind of price tag on helping our veterans.
Well, you know, Carl, and I would disagree a little bit. I mean, I agree exactly that they've paid with the ultimate sacrifice with their minds and their bodies. They stood on that line so that we could be free and talk here today, and you've done that as well. And we can't thank them enough for what they have done. But also, if you took all the veterans away from this county, the economic impact would be tremendous.
Well, no, that's what I said, is that so many veterans, they're quiet. You don't know about it. They don't talk like I do. You know, they get out there. No, you're right.
They
do have a big impact in this, but it's not something that's in one spot because they don't have a spot.
I agree.
But you got to give them a chance.
You know, in this, Carl, this is not about others and how much they've sunk in. What this is about veterans, supporting the veterans when we have the time. And the city of Reading here has an opportunity to help them get to one step further along the line with the Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. And again, it's a rare opportunity to allocate funds that are not generated from hardworking men and women from Reading in the form of tax dollars. It's not. There is a major difference. When we did many of the other things, like $750,000 a year to Turtle Bay, that was right out of the general fund taxpayers' dollars. And, you know, so here we're talking about helping veterans. This is a small amount. And I'm going to be very happy tonight to be able to take part of that.
I would call for all veterans to go down there tonight to the city council and sit there. And, you know, frankly, when I think about money being handed out, I think about a lot of things. I think about unfunded liabilities. I think about what's good for Reading. But you know what? I think this would be good for Reading. I think this start for Rob Burrows and this on that 17 acres, a start there to get the engineering done, which then leads to other things, because veterans do play a huge part. They may not be the dollars you see, but they are there. Their taxes, the amount of businesses they are there. And maybe it's not as obvious as a bridge across a river or a beautiful and needed a museum that we have. And it may not be a playhouse that you can see and people are walking across the stages, but you know, the veterans of the North State have earned a shot at this. And I urge people to go down there tonight at 6 p.m. at the Reading City Hall for the City Council tonight. We'll be right back.
Football is better on the river. Escape your Mondays and start your week out right with Monday Night Football Tailgate Fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Inside Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge. Every Monday, come on down for some action-packed gaming excitement and catch your favorite team on six gigantic screens. Win a pair of Raider tickets, football prizes, or a spin for $100 or nothing, plus $599 kickoff for cash. Nowhere else in town offers this. While you are here, try your luck at the Swipe to Win for your chance to win a table of 10 to our signature big game event, the Ultimate Tailgate Ultimate. Party. Now even better. More games, more ways to win, more prizes, more football fun. Up for some meal deals and drink specials? Grub on our tailgate buffet. All you can eat, only $5, plus half off overtime appetizers until the end of halftime. Excludes alcohol. Extended happy hour until the end of the game. Only at Wind River Resort and Casino can you fit all of this hard-hitting action into one package. Football is better on the river. Wind River Resort and Casino. Also offering Sunday games. For more information, log on to windriver.com.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. Three times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have three different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Slow down, you move too fast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. I've changed my Saturday show, Positively Healthy, to include more local chiropractors. Listen to Dr. Todd Royce, Dr. Maria Salas, and me. We're on Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. Be listening to Positively Healthy, and you might just learn something that could change your life. Again, that's Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Botlin is on assignment today. How is everybody? It's 45 degrees out there. It's raining. I think it's still raining. We should be getting about an inch of rain today from what I understand. Phone lines are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Do you know, if you drive a Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge Ram, or a Ford, Reading Crown Motors is a place to go to. They, not only do they take care of all their people, their service department is just outstanding. And it's your neighbors making deals for you. Your neighbors. Go check them out at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. In the chat room, I saw somebody here. You know, it says here that I didn't pay attention to the chat room. Sometimes I'm sorry, guys, but I don't because I'm talking, because I...
The thing called running a radio show.
Yeah, I don't get a chance to look down all the time. So unexcused, I'm sorry. That you said I didn't address something on here. The thing about this is when you see something like that, give us a call. And that's what it's a call-in show.
This being a talk show.
Yeah, so if it's a call, if you feel like it's not being addressed, and sometimes I don't, and frankly it's because this thing scrolls, and when it scrolls, it just goes by. So the way you get a hold of me, if I don't get it one time, come on back again or throw me a personal message where I see it. And then we'll do it that way. So, and as far as being on the one side, you know what? I can talk about the other side, the fact of $197,000 going to the, or $193,000 that came from a sale of property going, being offered to the, Veterans Center. And frankly, I was ambivalent on it. Well, if anything, the last time it happened, I thought, well, I'm not sure that we should be doing that. And since then, I've thought about it, and I thought, veterans need a place to be recognized. And that besides a sign that says Shasta County honors its veterans. And to do that, that Rob Burrows had a museum up and lost the lease on that. And so the next step is, is to jumpstart it. Well, the fact is that a lot of money has been given to other areas and other groups of people in our town and in the last few years. That why the big brouhaha over a donation of $193,000 to veterans? That's my question is, and I expect that to be talked about tonight at the city council meeting. That's why I want people down there. Is that, one way or the other, the city council is the ones that are going to have to make that decision. Either Rick Bassetti, Missy MacArthur, Francie Sullivan, Gary Cadd, or Patrick Jones. That's their decision on it. But do the veterans deserve a museum here? Do we deserve a building? I say deserved. Should there be a building here? And if the city believes in the concept, does the city back it? The city obviously believed in Turtle Bay. It obviously believed in the Riverfront Playhouse. It obviously believes in many other things that it does to help our community. But does it believe in this concept? I guess that's the bottom line. Does it believe in this concept? Okay. Sorry, unexcused, that I did not get to you back on the Bob. You're watching the chat room.
I watch it when, and if somebody has
hop
a specific
in there so often.
Yeah, if somebody has a specific question,
did he
I'm
have?
Glad
did he have? A, did
no.
he have a? Okay, he was just
snarkisms.
Oh, well, I didn't see that. Anyway, okay, let's go beyond snarkisms. Let's go to a local business here that we have, Jim Oliver, Miller Collision. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. It's raining outside.
It is raining outside.
Good for our business and our industry.
I've never heard anybody that blatantly. Yeah. Hey, look, in fact, if anything, drive a little bit faster today. Is that it?
No, I need to drive slower.
No, of course. Tell us about yourself. A little bit about you.
Me, I'm a family man. Four kids. Still got, at my old age, I still got young kids at home. 12 and 13, just dropped them off at U Prep. Also a grandfather, too. My oldest son's given me a baby in the last year. So,
well, you're covering all those bases.
Yeah, married to Molly Miller for about 23 years. So lived in Reading the last 20. Had the dealership and got lucky and sold the dealership and carved the collision center out 5 years ago.
Okay, when you say the dealership.
We had Miller Auto Center just around the corner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And we got real lucky and sold the Jeep franchise to Denham and Cadillac to Howard Taylor.
So that was like about 5 years ago or something like that. Okay. Yeah, so. I remember that, when all that stuff was happening. It was right after we just first got here. So,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, our guest is Jim Oliver, and we're Miller Collision Center, and we're going to take a quick break right here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, "I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearm Instruction. Are you a CCW holder and looking to take your skill set to the next level? I'm talking about advanced holster work, combat and tactical reloading, and many other skills that'll make you a more effective personal protector. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse has two upcoming CCW classes that are limited to 10 students who have either completed our basic CCW course or attended one of our skill builder courses at the Reading Gun Club. Give us a call today at 999-1822 or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com for more information. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, it is 7:43 in the morning. What's the weather look like today there, Bad Bomb?
Well, obviously rain. High near 53, and that'll continue throughout the day. Could see up to a quarter inch of rain. We've seen more in some spots than others. Continued rain this evening. The low will be around 49, so not a lot of shift in temperature. Rain will begin to taper off in this evening. Some showers tomorrow for your Wednesday, and then that'll be cleared up by Thursday. Currently in Reading, we have 48 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm, friends. They are locally owned and family operated. Give them a call at 223-0999.
Yeah, also, have discounts for veterans and seniors over there too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From small chips up to cracks over 24 inches in length, go see Jeff. Tell him you heard about it here. He's at 3208 Market Street in Reading. Give him a call, 241-8373. He guarantees his work. And if he can't do the job for you, he'll just tell you up front he's not going to take your money. We have Jim Oliver here with us. And he was, are you in a state of awe yet from the luxurious studios we have here, Jim?
I've actually been in here a few times over the years.
From Miller Collision and, Miller Collision Center. And of course, this type of weather, as you said, and I thought was extremely funny, was the fact that, it's good for business. You know, when it first starts raining, I guess, you know, anywhere that if it hasn't rained in a long time, the roads get slick and people are still driving. And I'm still amazed at how many people still are texting while they're driving.
Yeah, texting's a real issue. In the industry, we've actually seen a decline of overall accidents, but it's increased the number of front-end accidents and totals of cars because so many of the accidents are from texting.
So less accidents, but more damage. Because, well, the two wrecks that I know of for here, from people I know that were just hammered, they were both, the person that hit them was texting.
Right.
Or was not paying attention. Let me put it this way. Was not paying attention, when they slammed into them at a stoplight.
My, 20-year-old daughter and 12-year-old son were hit a year ago July by a gentleman, flipped the car over, totaled it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Damaged her back. Yep. From a man, and he got out and he was pretty impressive man. He actually got right out and apologized and said he had been texting and took responsibility right away.
Well, you know, that's the right thing to do. I mean, you made a mistake, but at least you took responsibility. We start talking about what you all do out there in the collision center. So what kind of, what's your forte?
Well,
when we say collision, I mean, I picture that, but what exactly when somebody runs into a car or somebody gets run into, then what?
Well, we really pride ourselves that we help people, you know, repair their cars back to the pre-accident condition and really give incredible customer service, high quality repair. I'm really fortunate, Carl. I have long-term employees and really excellent equipment, which allows us to do such high quality repairs.
And you take it from a dent to your fenders being ripped off. Is that, ripped off in a wreck and you repair all that?
Oh, yes. Scratches on a door. I did last week just a little scratch on a door of a Toyota, just a door to complete, you know, $20,000, $30,000 repairs, you know, where you're almost rebuilding a car. And we actually have done some classic work, too, but we do very little of that. But we've done some. Did a Divco milk truck recently.
Divco milk truck.
Yeah. It's from when you and I were young, when they used to deliver milk.
I remember, you know what? They were still delivering milk in the 60s out where I lived in Ellensburg, Washington. They'd still deliver them to our, to the apartments where I was at when I was going to college.
There's a dairy, Hobson's Dairy was still delivering milk in Studebaker trucks back in the 1980s, as I recall.
Wow.
And that was quite a fixture down in the Anderson Cottonwood area. That you still occasionally see some of those old Studebaker pickups running around.
You know, people talk about what happens when you have today's cars, like if you bump into something that seems like you have more damage than you used to. I mean, at a lower rate of speed. Is this is this kind of like a urban myth or is this true? Is it, you know, are you seeing much more expensive damage I know you're saying you see more, front end stuff, but is it more expensive to fix your car now because of the cars are braking easier?
Well, the reason why you're exactly right and people's perception is right is that as we've, you know, had higher goals for higher miles per gallon, the cars, of course, have become lighter. They've had to be lighter. And to make them lighter, they've had to use, you know, different metals. So you're exactly right. Cars are, you know, when you have an accident, you do more damage. You know, bumpers are lighter.
And aren't they also designed so that they crush to absorb the energy of an impact rather than shaking up the contents of the car, i.e. the people?
Exactly. We used to do big, huge, heavy metal bumpers. Now we do lighter bumpers because there's crush zones behind them, as you mentioned.
So as the fatalities drop, I mean, we seem to be still having a lot of fatalities, but I think that's because people are driving crazier.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we're having more fatalities or not. I believe cars are safer now than they used to
be.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, this cage that my mother-in-law was in, a horrendous wreck. And I mean, every airbag in that car deployed. She was hit from the side by an SUV doing about 35 miles an hour. And she was in I can't remember what kind it was, but it was a new car. Every one of those airbags, everything did what it was supposed to be. And when she was knocked across the road, broke one of the lights, where the lights are right there at an intersection, knocked it down. She got up and walked away, or she got out of the car and walked away from it. And I mean, she was shaken up and bruising and all this, but the car was totaled, destroyed like that. So I kind of, but. What?
I have a quick question. Seen an increase in rear enders since texting became popular?
No, the damage seems to be the front end. But yes, we've seen a huge increase in front end accidents. But back on that, you're right. Those supplemental restraint systems. Those are some of the things that in the accidents cause cars to be more expensive repair. All the airbags, the side airbags. Because a lot of those, like when a front airbag goes off, some manufacturers require you to also replace seat belts and a whole a whole bunch of related items. So that increases, once again, that increases the cost of the repair.
Okay.
But yeah, you're right. Cars, there less people are passing away in accidents. It's very rare that we see, you know, get in a car that, that a person. Fatality, yeah.
But there's a lot of work out there just from the fact is that it's easy, you know, they're easier to crumple a little bit.
Yeah, well, they are. But they're built safer. But yeah, they are lighter, much lighter, and much lighter metals. I just bought a brand new welder because of the, a resistant spot welder and at the SEMA show in Vegas because of that to handle the welding of the new metals. The boron and all that, which are lighter.
Well, and from what I understand, we got to take a break here. But from what I understand too is that under the new EPA mileage requirements for cars here and light trucks in the next 10 years, I mean they've got to get lighter. Yeah. I mean, and if that happens, exactly. And let me ask this question. Think about it. What are they going to start building cars out of that's going to make them another couple hundred pounds lighter and still be able to maintain the some kind of safety? We'll be right back after these questions.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Ensemble Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station. It is 7:55 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. And, we have people in the chat room from Phoenix That's listening in. He's going to come up. He's 76 in Phoenix today, in case you're wondering. Our guest today is Jim Oliver from Miller Collision Center out there on Charlene Drive. And that's out there by
just on off Airport Road, just past Burrito Bandito.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Everyone knows where Burrito Bandito is.
Yeah, everybody knows where Burrito Bandito is. How can you not know where they are? One of the things we talked about when we left, and I just want to spend a minute on it because you're not a metallurgist, nor am I, but with the cars having to get lighter and to make, you know, I guess there's two ways they can do this. To get to this new EPA gas mileage thing that Obama has started, or has said that will be at a certain time. Engines have to become much more efficient, or more efficient, and cars need to be lighter. And you said just a minute ago that you had you went out and had to get a new type of welder because of the metals they're using now.
Yeah, using lots of different metals in cars. You're seeing lots of different body parts that were the regular old steel as we would know it, being used in aluminum, boron, and some of those are not repairable now, actually. And so sometimes you have to do more replacing. But some of them, to weld them, the old MIG welding days don't work anymore, so you have to use resistance welders to repair them. But yes, we're seeing lots of different metals, lighter metals in cars.
Are the, with the lighter metals, then, of course, like you said, you have to be more replacements than repairs. Like, I remember taking and pounding out an old, do you remember the old Dr. Pepper cans? When you open up, before they made them into aluminum, they were, what were they? Yes. They were
steel,
right? Thin steel. And taking them and cutting them open and pounding them out flat, putting them up against a hole in your car and bondoing it. And that worked. And then you'd sand it down. I mean, don't do that anymore, I guess, huh?
No, we don't do those.
You don't do that. No. My car in Okinawa, if it hit a hard bump, the whole car would come, you know, if all the Bondo had fallen out at one time, I would have been sitting on a seat on a transmission. That's it. Okay. Everything that's available out there at Miller Collision, Jim, you've got a full service shop.
Yeah, full service. We do, complete auto body and also paint. We've got incredible equipment that allows us, from laser measuring frame systems, frame racks, to downdraft heated booths, and all these things that people don't really understand. But they're incredible technology and equipment that allows us to do high quality repairs, you know, from a fender to a complete, frame removal replacement on a car. And we do excellent paint, use a very high quality. We'll also use water-based paint, PPG Global. It's a very high-quality paint. Actually, every job we do comes with a written lifetime warranty from both us, the insurance companies, and the paint supplier.
Okay.
Don't have to use it very often, but at least people have the confidence that their repair has a lifetime warranty in writing.
Well, that's good. Miller Collision Center, again, out there on Charlene Drive, I know where that is, but it's out there right past the was it Burrito Bandito?
Yeah, right
out there.
Corner of Charlene and Airport Road.
And what's your phone number out there?
It's 222-2900. And of course, our website, MillerCollisionCenter.com.
Okay. Well, if you wanted to tell people to do one thing, what would that be?
When you get in an accident, give Miller Collision Center a call.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Is there anything anybody can do to kind of, take care of their car? You know, like to, I guess there's no such thing as preventing except being a better driver or being more alert like that.
Slowing down and keeping your eyes open, especially during this initial rain.
Okay. Jim Oliver's been our guest from Miller Collision Center. Obviously a member of a number of different organizations here and has been in business for
30 years.
30 years.
Celebrating 5 years at our new location on Airport Road.
Well, we're celebrating our fourth year here in December 14th and starting our fifth year. So, well, it's all been about the same time.
And one thing I'd like to mention, we're really excited, Carl, because we got nominated for the Chambers Hall of Excellence Award, not only the company, but our painter, Mike Shuffleton. So this Thursday we'll be down there and hopefully we'll win.
Well, there you go. So that's good. It's good to be, you know, it's good to be recognized. First of all, it's good to be recognized for work that you do. And, to be nominated is also an honor. But it's even better if you can win. right?
Yeah.
Jim Oliver, Miller Collision Center, again, out on Charlene Drive, out there past Burrito Bandito. We'll be right, we'll be back here. Oh, no, we won't. We've got another,
we have about 30 seconds.
Okay, but what we have right after the news is the, Assemblyman, Brian Daly will be with us. He's going to talk about water problems and water issues. There's going to be a water meeting here in, on December 4th. We want to talk about what's going on in Sacramento. Have we passed, I mean, all the problems that we seem to be facing, are they being addressed at all? We're going to ask Brian that when we get back right after the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Problems with Obamacare have sent the president's job approval numbers lower in yet another national poll. Here's SRN's Greg Cluxton.
1 week after President Obama's ratings dropped to their lowest level in the Quinnipiac University poll, his job approval numbers have taken another hit. According to the Washington Post ABC News poll, the flawed rollout of his health care law has pushed Barack Obama to the lowest point of his presidency. 57% oppose Obamacare and 63% disapprove of his handling of the law, and there's dwindling faith in the president's competence. Greg Clugston, SRN News, the White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House now estimating that a functioning healthcare.gov website might be able to service only 80% of those who shop online for insurance.
That's why we have call-in centers, and that's why we beef them up, and that's why we have in-person counselors who can work with American consumers around the country to make decisions and review options.
And White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says some people won't make it through the website because of technical problems, a complicated tax situation, or feeling uncomfortable making an online purchase for insurance. 8 deaths being blamed on the violent thunderstorms and tornadoes that raked parts of the Midwest on Sunday. Dana Anderson, who lives in Illinois, says a tornado tore through her house and she feared the floor above the basement was about to give way.
I really thought we were going to get sucked up into it. I mean, as soon as I felt the wind, I really thought we were exposed. And I just thought we were going to get pulled up into the tornado. But luckily that didn't happen.
The town of Washington, Illinois appears to have been the hardest hit. The mayor there says as many as 500 homes were damaged or entirely destroyed by a tornado that cut a wide path about an eighth of a mile wide from one side of town to the other. On Wall Street, the Dow is doing well in early trading once again above the 16,000 mark. And this is SRN News.
This Friday, Echo Light Studios presents The Christmas Candle, the first major motion picture based on a book by best-selling author Max Lucado. When Minister David Richmond arrives in the quaint English countryside village of Gladbury, he's confronted with a curious legend.
Welcome to Gladbury, home of the Christmas Candle.
And townspeople desperately in need of their own personal miracle.
All their hopes wrapped up in one candle.
But at Christmas, sometimes all it takes is a little faith to see the light.
Your doubts don't trouble me, Reverend. On the contrary, they inspire my faith.
Movie Guide calls The Christmas Candle a heartwarming, wonderfully entertaining movie event.
I hope to give everyone a little light this Christmas.
Starring Hans Matheson, Samantha Barks, and introducing Susan Boyle in her film debut.
We have happy Christmas after all.
The Christmas Candle, rated PG, parental guidance suggested, in theaters this Friday. More information at thechristmascandlemovie.com.
More trouble for George Zimmerman. Deputies say his girlfriend accused him of pointing a shotgun during an argument at the home they shared in Florida. Seminole County Chief Deputy Dennis Lemma says the alleged victim seemed concerned for her safety when she called police.
She was obviously very concerned. I mean, she was concerned. She was on the phone with our dispatch, communicating as much information she could so that the deputies were prepared. And obviously this is something that is going to shake her up.
And Lemma said during a press conference in Sanford that Zimmerman was charged with aggravated assault, battery, and criminal mischief. The stock market surpassing major milestones yesterday and once again today with the Dow above 16,000 points yesterday before it backed away a bit. Standard & Poor's stock analyst Alec Young explains investors are optimistic.
The data is improving, but I think she's made it clear that she's in no rush and that...
He says investors seem to feel that Janet Yellen will not be backing away from the Fed's bond buying program. This is SRN News. Thousands of people headed to South Central Pennsylvania to commemorate the Gettysburg Address, a speech that for 150 years has been a source of national identity.
The keynote speakers for Tuesday's anniversary of the speech in Gettysburg are Interior Secretary Sally Jewell and James McPherson, a leading Civil War scholar. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Corbett will also deliver remarks. The main event is the reading of President Lincoln's speech, first delivered in Gettysburg just months after the pivotal Civil War battle.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason, who says the event is marked annually at Soldiers National Cemetery. Last year's commemoration drew about 9,000. NASA's newest robotic explorer rocketing its way to the Red Planet. The Maven spacecraft blasted off from Cape Canaveral yesterday on a 10-month, 400-plus million-mile journey to Mars to study the planet's upper atmosphere. Scientists say they want to know why Mars at some point in time went from being warm and wet to the cold and dry place it is today. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBotlin is on assignment this morning. It is 8:06 in the morning on Tuesday, November the 19th. Welcome aboard. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567 and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat room is just loaded in there. I'm getting a lot of push in here to change our lineup here late at night. So I just, you know, something to think about. So it's good to hear about it. Let's start off with our friends at our Wells Fargo Advisors for our Market Minute, Josh Watley.
Good morning. Well, markets remain positive this morning. Currently, the Dow is up 25 points at 16,001, while the NASDAQ's up 5 at 3,954, and the S&P 500's up 2 at 1,793. Oil's down 3 cents a barrel at $93, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.77%. Gold's up $4.70 at $1,277, while silver's up 7 pennies at $20.43 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Nike's down 43 cents at $78.15, Lowe's is up 32 cents at $51.21, and McDonald's is down 2 pennies at $97.63. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 here. You know what? The market is exploding, but there's always talk about a bubble coming up because at some point, you know, what if they stop putting $30 billion a month into buying these bonds? What happens if the Chinese turn around and say, hey, could we have some of this back, like the Saturday night live skit, which just still breaks me up. You need somebody that follows this. And these are Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Josh or Susan or Catherine or Steve or Chris. Gosh, should I get everybody? And, give them a call and, find out what's happening in the market. Bad Bob, give me some weather here.
Rain. Oh, you want
thank
more?
You. Thank, you. Thank you very much. We have an agricultural expert with us today who will be glad to talk to you about rain. But okay, what else we have?
As we take a look at the weather, we see scattered showers over the area, and depending where you're at, the precipitation will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, maybe up to half an inch, and that's going to continue through this evening, then taper off. The low will be around 49 degrees. Tomorrow, a little more shower activity, and then by Thursday, we should see clear skies. Right now, we are showing 48 degrees in Reading. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Our locally owned, family operated, 223-0999.
Assemblyman Brian Daly is in the studio with me. Good morning there, Assemblyman.
Good morning.
I'm being as officious as I can early in the morning. So what's rain do for us out
here?
Oh,
it's beautiful. It's pennies from heavens, what we farmers call it. We're in a drought. We need this rain, and we'll take a good, steady rain for the next two or three days or 4 days, whatever it will take.
Last December, we got a lot of rain, didn't we?
And then it just stopped, like shut off. Yeah. So we need snowpack in the mountains, and we'll have runoff in the spring, and I've been praying for it for a long time, and I'm glad it's coming.
Brian, do you think of yourself as a farmer first?
Yeah, that's,
do you,
you know,
still,
my
you
wife,
still do that?
My wife tells me I'm the luckiest guy in the world because, from, as a little boy, I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a farmer, and I'm a farmer. I'm still a farmer. We finished our crops up. Everything's planted. My neighbors are all planted. I think there's maybe one or two guys out there that still have a little bit left to do, but, we're ready for the winter to set in and, you know, work on our equipment in the shop and get ready for spring. So yes, I'm a farmer. I got calluses on my hands and that's, I love to work.
All right. You know what? That's a good way. We're going to take a quick break here. Assemblyman Brian Daly's with us, who just happens to do, be our assemblyman as a part-time job. He'd rather be a farmer. We'll be right back.
Started it all. It fits life in the city perfectly. Drive home the 2013 Toyota Prius Prius. It all starts at Wind River Resort and Casino. Gas or electric, it's up to you. Come and play our Get Plugged In Swipe to Win promotion for your chance to win a 2013 Toyota Prius Prius. This Eco Advanced Electric Gas Combo Car can be yours. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. Win a variety of prizes, free slot play, or a 2013 Prius C. Plus, we have games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Just use your free River Club card daily for your chance to win free slot play on Thursdays at 3 and 7 p.m. The final drawing is on Friday, November 29th, where you could win a brand new Toyota Prius C from Lithia Ford of Reading. Over $30,000 in prizes given away in our Get Plugged In Swipe to Win promotion. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. The place to win a 2013 Prius C. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's about to get even better on the river.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want. A fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at CrownMotorsReading.com.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:13 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's raining, and we need rain, according to our resident farm expert here, Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning. Welcome back here. Thanks for being on the show, Brian.
Thank you.
You have been out and about, which is really... a good thing for all your constituents. You've been out seeing a lot of things. I know you're just, you're in the district. And, you know, when I say, you know, Brian's going to be on the show on a regular date, and then I look outside, outside the door, and there's Brian sitting there. I mean, that's pretty
cool. Well, I have a very packed day today. I left the house at about 5 this morning, or about 6 o'clock, and on my way down here, loved the beautiful rain coming down the mountain. And I'm going to be in, speaking in, Nevada County at the Republican Women's, and then I'm going to be in Sacramento the rest of the day. So have a full packed day, but I want to just update you on what I've been doing since the last time I was here. I received a 100% score from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
150%?
100%.
Oh, 100%. And I also say, is this, that was pretty good. What you vote no on a couple of them?
No, and then I got a 100% score from the California Chamber, one of 23 members. So I've been working really hard down in Sacramento, you know, trying to make sure that I take the right votes. Also, Senator Gaines and I did a tour through the district last week. We were in Siskiyou County at the Board of Supervisors meeting, and then we went to the Republican Women's for lunch, and then went to Modoc County and met with a bunch of the agricultural people and folks over there and made a tour through those two counties, trying to get him in my backyard more. I mean, he has a very large district. And then he also came up with Luis Alejo, who is the chairman of Toxics and Environment, which I'm the vice chair of that committee, and Susan Eggman, who is the chairman of Ag. And we came to Lassen Canyon Nursery, and we toured the processing of the strawberry plants. And we talked about some of the – and they actually did a demonstration of how they put the plastic over the fields to fumigate the fields and, you know, to educate – the members on, you know, how safe it is and the way they use it, so that as we're doing legislation down there, we bring some common sense to that and actually try to keep some of the tools available, still available, that the environmental community are looking for, you know, trying to take away from us. I had a town hall meeting last week in Nevada County with the focus was ag. I had the Farm Bureau there. I had a lady from the California Department of Food and Ag, had two county supervisors. We had 115 people show up. We talked about everything from organics to GMOs to water. It was a great turnout.
Has it gotten big?
Well,
we get a lot of things around here on GMOs.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about, you know,
You're a farmer. You live with this.
And I'm a seed farmer. So people, yeah. I mean, during the campaign, they had Prop 37, which was the opposing Monsanto's. Anyway, let me just make it. I don't raise any GMO seed myself, but we cannot feed the world without hybrids. And the focus really should be on labeling, so people know what they're eating, and then they can make the choice on how they decide to go. But you know, the thing that really is frustrating to me is that we have some really bad policies in this country on, you know, we're making ethanol out of corn. That's something we should be eating, and that's the wrong policy.
That's ridiculous, because that just drives the price of corn up, which drives the price of everything up.
Right, and it also, you know, it's the countries that depend on our food that we produce here. Some of those low-income countries or third-world countries, it drives the price of food up, and it makes it more difficult for them to be able to, you know, get their staples that they use every day.
Well, I'm looking too. It's not just the fact that you're pouring corn into ethanol. Is the fact that all the pesticides they use and all the fertilizer goes right into the big rivers, and causes a lot of problems.
Well, that's
too.
That's one of the things we've been talking about. I wanted to mention too before we get onto some other issue,
sure,
that we're going to have a hearing here in Reading, December 4th. From 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Board of Supervisors chambers, and I'm actually having the chair. It's a water hearing. I have the chairman of Water Parks and Wildlife is going to be here, and we're going to have a short panel, and then we're going to take input from the people. So I'm really excited to be able to have the chairman here in the district and let him understand, you know, what our issues are with water. Obviously, storage is something that we always talk about in the north. And, you know, the concerns that we have with taking our fresh water south. And as you recall, the last time I was here, you know, I was one of the few Republicans that voted for SB4, which was a bill to regulate fracking. And you said to me, are you against fracking? I said, no, absolutely not. But I think we should know what we're putting in the ground so that we can, you know, make sure that we protect our groundwater, because we already have some problems in the state with, contaminated groundwater. And if we contaminate the groundwater, I know where they'll come for the water, and that's to the north, because we have the good, clean, fresh, pure water here.
When you brought up the fracking,
right,
and it was obviously a Democrat-sponsored thing, is wanting to know, and knowing you, was what brought you, you know, into that bill. And when we talked about it, some of it was offline, but the rest of it was on, about at least having something and knowing what's going into the ground. I agree on that.
Yeah,
I would hate to think, because I see so many other things being pumped into the ground or being done, you know, being used, and it runs off into our water sources. I mean, and that, you know, really, frankly, they're replaceable once they hit at a certain point.
Right. So that's been my argument, I think we need to know what we're putting in the ground so that we can monitor it and make sure that we're not contaminating our groundwater. It's the same argument that I have, you know, I know that Sierra Pacific's trying to put in a new biomass energy plant and out here in Anderson. And, you know, there are people talking about the air quality standards that, that the plant's going to put off. And to think, I mean, to me, it's common sense that we should take those, that fuel that's out in the forest and thin the forest, which purifies our water, lets the snow get to the ground so we can actually recharge our aquifers, and we can burn it in a controlled environment and actually put people to work. I mean, there, to me, it's a no-brainer.
And that's provide renewable energy.
And jobs.
Yes.
And at the same time, doing a great job in our forest. I mean, some of these, I did a,
it makes you wonder why people, I mean, I, you know, even environmentalists, it makes me, you know, even the most rabid ones, I don't understand where the big fight is, except they just want us completely off the face of the planet.
Well, maybe. I think more than anything, it's just that, you know, they don't know the truth. And the truth is that, you know, we've put out fires for 60 years, which is not natural.
No.
Right? And so what's right. happened now is we have an overgrown forest, and when it burns so hot and intense that it,
You can't fight them the way they used to.
And it damages the watershed. It
does
hurts
it
the environment. Does all the things against the wildlife. So we need to educate. And that's been my number one goal, is to educate. That's why we've been bringing members out to the district and hopefully letting them understand what we do here.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we've hit, you know, the water is a huge thing, especially with,
absolutely.
I mean, you can just see the south looking at the north, looking at that going, you know, it's like that old, ad that used to be, you know, they'd stand in front of the doors on, you know, Black Friday, open, open, open. You know, it's like this water, water, water. We'll be right back.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Yeah, they're playing for the championship. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is 8:23 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, and we're just talking. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people down there, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting cold. It's going to be nasty out there. You want to keep your house warm. And Alliance Heating and Air will be the ones for you. I can't say enough about their professionalism or just how good a job they do. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I can say this because we have used their services in the past, and I can't say enough about them. Hey, our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Welcome back to the show, Brian.
Thanks,
Carl. Trying to fix my headphones right now. Brian, we were talking water.
Yes.
And you said something on the break that, you know, maybe a lot of us knew, you know, subliminally, was that we have some of the most, the most complex water.
So California,
in the world.
Yes, California is, and you know, we talk about water and water bonds, and California has the most complex water system in the world. So California relies on the Colorado River and water that even comes out of Oregon up in the Oregon border. So we have a very intense system that moves water, energy that it takes to move that water. And so when we talk about tunnels and we talk about the delta and we talk about recharging of groundwater, it's a very complicated issue, and it's not just a simple fix. And so, you know, there's talk about there's a water bond that's set for 214, and it's on the ballot. They negotiated it out, and there's talk about changing that around, and that the price tag is too high, and that the voters aren't palatable to vote for a $11 billion bond. So, you know, I've been at the table. We're going to have a water hearings here, and I'm fully convinced that, first of all, I think the process is totally flawed. We shouldn't be passing a bond that because of the price tag. We should go out and define what needs to happen to fix our water problems in the state of California, no matter what the cost is. And then take that to the people and say, here's what we need to do. Now will you fund it? Because what's happened in the previous water bonds before is that, you know, there's 13 million people that don't get water out of a water bond. And so you have to get votes. So what happens is they go start adding stuff in to the water bonds to get votes. And that's the wrong way to do it. In my opinion, we should find out what make sure we know what we're going after, sell it to the people, because water is life. And as a farmer, I know it all too well. And I think most people are tuned into the fact that water is very important. So we need to have water. Agriculture is the number one business in California. It drives the economy, and we need to make sure we take care of agriculture, and we need to make sure we take care of people in the cities too. And we need to make sure that we conserve and recharge our groundwaters and take care of our natural resource that's out there.
Do you see restrictions in the future on types of crops, types of agriculture, types of, raising of meat, because that takes a lot of water, about restrictions on how much watering you can do on golf courses and just, watering the streets down in Palm Springs? Do you see that happening at any point?
It's already happening, Carl. I mean, basically, the cost of water drives what crops you're going to plant. The cost of water drives what kind of development you're going to have. All those things are a factor right now today. I mean, if you want to talk about people in business, I mean, we have 20,000 acres of peaches left in the state of California, which is nothing.
How many acres?
About 20,000 acres of peaches. And it's not because of water. It's because they can't get them harvested. They don't have the people to harvest them. So usually business people are going to change on what the cost are and the inputs. So it's a lot easier to put almonds in where you can mechanically harvest them. So same thing with water. I mean, we're using drip in most all orchards now. I don't know any, very few, if there are any flood irrigating orchards like we used mm-hmm. to. So agriculture is changing. We're using, instead of flood irrigation, we're using, pivots and sprinkling it on. And so everybody's in the mode of conserving water. At some point, though, you can only put so many bricks in the toilet, you can only put so much drip in, and you have to start storing water. So that's the thing that I've been pushing, is that, we need to store water and save it for the times we're in the drought.
Okay. I've got lots of questions. I mean, they're just stacking up here. Water is, but it is so huge because, and here's what I was getting at. Yes, you're going to be driven by, by the amount of water that's available and the cost of it. But when I see cities still watering, tremendous amounts of water they're using, they say it's reclaimed, as soon as I can't help but think at some point there's going to be this list of priorities, and watering the yards on the side, of the road, it's not going to be like in the top 50. So I just see all this kind of stuff happening. If you raise a certain kind of crop, it's going to cost you so much money, you're not going to do it anymore.
Exactly. And I think you'll see, there's certain parts, San Diego, for example, the cost for water there is tremendous compared to other parts of the state, but it's availability. It's the amount that is there at the time. It's where it's stored. It's what previous contracts. That's what I say. Nothing is going to be simple in the world of water in California, because it's a very complicated system, and we've evolved in the system over, decades. So it's tough.
It's going to be tough.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
And, you have to get the votes lined up to get stuff done.
Okay. We've got people on the phone. Okay. We've got people in the chat room. What we're going to do is take a quick break and do an early break and then come on back, hit the phone, and then get the chat room. Cause they range from, deficits, billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in deficits to Second Amendment. Okay, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground, and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all affordable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in suburbia?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun, watching neighbors be neighborly.
Speaking of neighborly, did you see Mr. Jones yesterday morning? He picked up Mr. Brown's paper and delivered it right to his doorstep. Now that's being a good neighbor.
Hey, Drake, you see what I'm seeing?
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Mr. Jones is ready to wash his car right there in the driveway.
Look at all that soap.
That would make a great bubble bath.
No, that's a problem. Soap suds won't evaporate, and we'll end up in the river next time it rains.
Oh, wait. It's cool. He's washing his car on the gravel so the soap doesn't go in the storm drain.
Humans. Who knew they were so smart?
It's true. Storm drains flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants, like soap suds, can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad. It is 8:31 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there. Discounts for seniors, veterans, seniors and veterans. And of course, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. I go there. I like it. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Let's go to the phones. Don, good morning. Thanks for calling. You have a question for Brian.
I do. What bothers me is that I'm part of Bella Vista Water District, and there's absolutely no incentive to save. None at all.
And you're, is this, this is a statement, Don, do you have a question too? Or is that just, you want to comment?
My question is, why don't they have incentives to save, which would conserve water even more?
Okay, that's a good question.
Well, I think, there are districts who, in my district, my assembly district, there are water systems who don't have meters in some areas, and I know some of those are in Lassen County, and it's because they have abundance of water there, and there's gravity that feeds them. But it's a personal choice, really. When you get down to it, you only conserve as much as you really want to, or if the cost of water gets so high, you want to start saving some money. So, but it's something as all Californians we need to pay attention to and conserve water, because the day's coming when, we're going to be out of water. And I was out at Shasta Dam last week, and, it's pretty low out there, and hopefully these rains will come. But more than anything, we need rain, and we need infrastructure in to reserve the water for when there is no water.
Okay. Hey, Don, thanks. I'm sorry, Don, what?
The more I conserve, the more they keep raising rates. That's my only comment. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Don, for calling. Brian, another question. What's going to come in the next assembly with the Second Amendment? I mean, they got vetoed this time.
Some of them.
Some of them did. But are they rolling back in again?
The only thing I can hope for, Carl, is that we see pressure put on these seats of members that are running these bad legislation and enough heat put on them to where they are fearful for their job. And that means that everybody that, stands by the Second Amendment needs to get behind the gun owners of California, get behind the NRA, and start focusing on these seats of these members who are running them and put some pressure on them. That's the only way we're going to change this. Is we need to bring them to their knees when it comes to, you know, what America's about. And how we do that is by kicking them out of office. That's the only way, and putting some pressure onto them to know that, you know, if you're going to take our rights away, we're not going to stand by idly and let you do it. We're going to stand up. And that means funding people to, in these races that we need to target.
Okay. That's a, you know, they recalled in Colorado and thought they had no chance there. And they took out two of their main senators, including one that was in a heavily Democrat area.
And what did Harry Reid do after that? Stopped gun laws, stopped legislation.
Not only that, but I can't help but think that had something to do with Governor Brown vetoing some of these, because I think he saw people were just ready at this point to say, you know what, enough is enough. But they can come in a different direction. We should never let our guard down.
I will almost bet you that you're going to see a lot more bills come through. You know, we're in the second half of the 2-year cycle.
Yeah.
And so some of these members are going to be termed out, and you're going to see new ones coming in. We're going to be, you know, the elections are coming up in June for the primaries for the next go around. So that's an opportunity for us to weigh in on some of these, you know, districts that are putting up bad legislation.
Okay. All right. That was off the chat room about the Second Amendment. Unfunded liabilities. We're at what? How many hundreds of billions of dollars are we at?
You know, I don't even know the number.
I mean,
because
it's that big?
It's hundreds of millions of dollars. Billions.
Billions, yeah.
And so, you know, I ran on the fact that, you know, Lassen County was totally debt free. And that was something I was focused on as a board member up there in Lassen. And that's the long range goal for me is to create jobs as much as I can in a Democrat controlled environment. Look at the future for my children and everybody else's children that I represent and our grandchildren that are coming. Because at the end of the day, we're indebting them to an amount that they cannot, you know, pay back. And the interest eventually eats you up. I mean, it's basic math. It's not something that you have to have a PhD to figure out. And so for me, I continue to talk about that. Do we need to be fair? Yes. But we need to give business a break in California so that we can actually grow ourselves out. The easiest way to solve a deficit problem is to raise more money. Not spend more, raise more. And not raising it by taxing people. That's the wrong way to raise money. That is a disincentive for business to stay in California. We need to make sure that businesses have an opportunity to stay in California. And I'll tell you, as a Republican in a minority party in Sacramento, it is difficult to get legislation out that is going to help businesses. Even though we killed 37 bad business bills, there's still lots of things we could do for business to give them the security to invest in California for the future.
You know, that's, you know, absolutely an outstanding point. And we've talked about this before. California, by the CEOs of America, is rated dead last. When you start looking at Chamber of Commerce, you start looking at businesses, we're last every time. Even though that we're sitting here with a labor force, we're sitting here with abundant natural resources.
Absolutely.
And yet people will not open their businesses here. People that have businesses here are leaving, as in many cases, as fast as they can get their little feet up and move and sell and move their businesses someplace else. When is it going to, I mean, do they recognize this down there to legislate?
You know, Carl, I mentioned this, I think, the last time I was here, that I think you're going to see some changes in California. I think there are some positive things, and these are the things I have to hold on to as somebody who loves California, loves the North State. I mean, this is the most beautiful place in the world. There is nothing better than being in Northern California. Being able to be in the assembly for 12 years gives members some time to, you know, define themselves, that they're not looking for the next job. I think that's a positive. And I think the open primary changes the game. Even though I know there's a lot of people who hated the open primary, but I'm just going to throw something out. Think about this. You had to win in a conservative Republican district, you had to outright the right guy. And in a left district or in a leaning Democrat district, you had to run to the left in the primary to beat the guy. And so whoever was the top vote getter in the primary in either district, a Republican district or a Democrat district, won those seats. Now in California, there's more Democrat seats than there are Republican seats. So we had the most conservative guy to the right and the most conservative guy to the left in the legislature. They couldn't come together at all. Now you have to talk to the whole district, both sides of the aisle, to get elected. So I think you're going to see people who are more able to work with each other. I mean, that's what I'm hoping for that comes out of this. That's the only positive thing I could see that come out. So that you, and you can take, I mean, many cases. I mean, I ran against a Republican the whole way. Many Democrats ran against Democrats, and we have Democrats who are now fearful that a Democrat can knock them out. So I think it brings you to the table and makes you have to really represent your people, not just the fringe of your district.
But across, so you have to be able to address all sides. And I understand that, but it also can be, oh no, I've got to outlift this guy because it is a Democrat district. This is more we want to give you, and it could shove some of them even further over if it's a strong Democrat district and they believe in the concept of being handed things.
Right, but if you have a district that has, let's just say 45% Republican and 55% Democrat, those Republicans can choose the Democrat.
Right.
You know, in the primary.
And that's in ones like that. And I understand that.
So I think is going to be something that will change California and the 12 years. So you have, I mean, the average, this is really interesting. The average time frame of an assembly member was 3.8 years in a 6-year cycle. I mean, I was served on 16 years on a board of supervisors. My first 4 years was, you know, pretty tough trying to get the learning curve up when you're talking about, you know, doing budgets and all how government works when you come out of the private sector. It's not easy. So some of these members who are coming to Sacramento who have never served, I mean, maybe on a school board or, you know, were community organizers or what have you. I mean, their learning curve is even steeper than mine is in Sacramento. So at the end of the day, I think that to be there more time will be better for California.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We've got people on the line with questions for the Assemblyman, and we'll be right back.
Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play your cards right. Thursday, November 21st from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. And join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit, offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, hot seats to spin the party wheel for awesome prizes, cash giveaways, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize draws. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Oh, back there?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bond. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition and our friends there. What can I say except they are the North State's nutrition experts. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in the North State. And with their in-store deli and the fact that they're their latest amazing foods for life, their gluten-free foods that they're, you know, that they have down there in those mixes are just outstanding. They are sweeping through California. Amazing Foods for Life. I can't say enough about them. They're located, of course, at 221 Locust Street, right in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141. Eat healthy. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and let's go to the phones.
Hi,
Ruth, good morning.
Thank you for what you do for us, Brian. I really appreciate it. I follow you. I love the fact that you bring a lot of the state and Senate folks up here and get them introduced, because they don't know anything about Redding and don't know how beautiful it is, and we really do need to save the culture up in this area. My question to you is, a few weeks ago, the Unemployment Development Director was notified the government that $10 billion are owed to the federal government out of the unemployment benefits. And my question to you, because I just feel that I know that the budget is complex, but the interest they're borrowing from the state disability fund, and we're kind of at a critical point here where it's getting out of hand, and there's no way that California is going to be able to settle that debt with the federal government, but yet we still are fixed on this bullet train. And I just don't understand the logic there when we have 466,000 people on unemployment that we have to pay. Their lobby groups are not going to allow for those benefits to be cut in any way, and yet we're going to push forward on this bullet train. So maybe you can make sense of that for me, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, first of all, thank you so much for there was a lot in that question there. And I want to first explain, you're right, you're absolutely correct that there's $10 billion that is owed, but that's going to be passed on to the business owners, which is a black eye to business again in California. So when they extended the unemployment time, that gets paid out of a pot that all of us who employ people pay into. And if you don't lay people off or you don't lose people, that rate drops. But that rate is going to have to go up to pay back that $10 billion to the federal government. So what they basically did was borrow the money from the federal government, and it's going to be passed through to the business owners. The other part, let's see, what was that a question? Having a hard time.
Unemployment, the bullet train?
The bullets, look. I mean, that's politics as usual right there. That's, first of all, we shouldn't be spending our time, wasting our money. If we've got that kind of money to waste on a train to go to nowhere, in my opinion, and it's not going to be a bullet train. It's going to take you forever to get from
it's no longer a bullet train. That is a misnomer, because they're going to have to stop. You may even have to change trains.
If we want to spend money anywhere in the state, I think we should invest it in, securing a good water supply, because agriculture is the number one business for the state of California. We should be using that money a lot more wise and not wasting it on that type of jobs. And basically that was a political move. We were supposed to get all this money from the federal government. The state was supposed to put up their part. And, we've seen, here's another perfect example of, waste of, or not being honest with the voters. They passed the AB 32, the global warming bill, which was Fran Pavley's bill. And that money, we have a carbon tax credit exchange. There was $480 million that raised this year, and the governor put that money into the general fund. That money was supposed to go to, helping reduce our carbon footprint, and it's not. So really, it's a slap in the face of those people who truly believe in global warming. The business community looks at it as just another tax. And we could have funded Williamson Act. We could have funded a lot of things with that $480 million to go towards saving instead of sticking it in the general fund. So, always keep an eye on what's happening with legislation, because it's not always what they say it's going to be. In fact, I would say 85 to 90% of the time it's not what they say it's going to be. So the bullet train is a big lie. It's not going to move people in a manner and take cars off the road, because it's not going to move them
It's a lie.
Yeah.
It's another lie. Is this,
It's just the same thing.
You can keep your insurance plans if you want it.
I want to say something, Carl. I want to say something about that, Carl. The number one thing I fear for businesses in California and across this nation is, the Affordable Care Act, because I've had hospital people that run hospitals. I've had nurses. I've had doctors. I've had insurance people, and I ask them all, what's the Affordable Care Act going to do to you? And not one of them can give you the a straight answer. So I my job is to educate my constituents on what I think is coming down as far as legislation and how I can impact that by sponsoring legislation. But if you don't know what's going to happen, you can't plan. And that's the worst thing for business people is not to be able to plan. That's why California's in the shape it's in, because we don't give business people security. We change the rules all the time. If we just stop making laws and let business people react to what we have right now, they will be successful, because business people are entrepreneurs and they figure a way out to make it happen.
Well, you know, Brian, I can't, you know, do anything but except agree wholeheartedly, because for 3 years we've had doctors on this show. We've had health experts on this show. We've had insurance experts on this show. And every one of them, the closer we got to this, has said the same thing. This is going to destroy what we've got. It's going to destroy the system. The insurance agents that own a lot of these agencies, they are literally on the phone back and forth going through these classes for the Affordable Care Act and all this. And they would get an answer, and 10 minutes later they get an answer, another phone call. Say, we've changed our mind. This is not the way we're going to do it. So they can't even tell people where we're going on this. And now people don't know whether to hire the next, to hire another generation, make another investment into open, to expanding, because it means more people. And what's this mean? And you think it's bad now with the cancellation of all this, of all the people on health insurance? Wait till next year when
I know
that 1 year extension on businesses runs out. What do they think is going to happen then?
I hope the only thing I pray for is that people wake up and realize that we've been sold a bill of goods that's not there. It's not true. It's a big lie. And we need to kick the people out of office that have been lying to us.
And we'll take a break on that.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad. Linda is on assignment today. Tomorrow, we have the sheriff will be with us. Sheriff Tom Basenko will be with us, and we'll be talking about a number of things, including AB 109. I want to hit AB 109 with you, Brian. Our guest, of course, is Assemblyman Brian Daly, who's in the studio with us. Brian, AB 109, we could get hit with another 10,000 released?
Yes.
In February?
You know, Carl, I had to deal with that as a county supervisor, and now it's basically been shoved off to the counties, and I think it's wrong. You know, the state of California has balanced its obligations on the backs of local government, and it's just wrong, and they're not funding it to the level they should fund it. And I will be continuing to advocate for you know, that we, that the, that California does its job. And we need to get a good job, do a better job of rehabilitating some of these people. I mean, it's a revolving door, but what they basically have done is passed it off to the locals, and that's not right.
Well, what we've got here is, you know, we don't have enough bed space, but you know, frankly, there's not enough bed space anywhere in the state. I mean, when you look at it, I can't help believe, but the rate of crime like house break-ins and all these others have gone up everywhere in the state. I mean, you see it probably more than we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and even when, as good as our police is, but under these circumstances, we don't have enough police. We don't have enough community service officers. We don't have enough sheriffs or deputies. Hour and a half to get some places out here in the county.
Oh yeah, I live out there.
Oh, you live out there. I mean, yeah, if you called for help, how long do you think it takes you?
Oh, sometimes.
Well, I mean, you might be different, but.
I got plenty of help right where I'm at.
Yeah.
I mean, most of my neighbors are armed.
Part of the militia.
But if you're hurt or if you need, I mean, you need law enforcement for different reasons, you know, yeah, we have lots of areas that are, you know, very rural in my assembly district.
Sure.
25,000
yeah.
square miles. But here's what I want to get back to on that.
Okay.
You know, Carl, at the end of the day, you need jobs because if people get out of prison, there's no place to go. It's easier to make money selling, you know, drugs or some other thing. So we need a healthy economy helps start that. And that's the place to start is get a healthy economy. It helps bring in revenue. And we need to focus on that. We need to focus on rehabilitating some of these folks and get them back in the system and make them good taxpaying citizens. But when it's easier to make a living, you know, doing illegal stuff, they're going to do that. And we need to tighten that up.
Well, I believe, we've talked about this before with a variety of guests, 90% of everything that goes wrong out there can be fixed by a job.
Yeah.
By solid employment, your spousal abuse, your all these things will go down if we had jobs out here.
Absolutely.
And at the same time, we're fighting. You see it every day. We're fighting against so many regulations. I think the feds came out every 2.5 hours. There's a new regulation that hits the street. Every 2.5 hours. I don't know what it is at the state level, but you add from the feds and the state, I mean, it's got to be.
Well, we looked at over 2,500 bills, my legislative director and I did. And, you know, obviously some of those were very simple. We read the first two lines and that's a no vote. You know, most of the time I vote no. But, it's just analysis paralysis. We're bogged down in, you know, trying to make a law for everything when we really should be focused on getting out of the way of the people and letting them thrive and taking personal responsibility. Look, there's a spiritual battle going on. There's no doubt about it. We've got a lot of, things. The breakdown of the family makes your society break down, and we need to build families back up. I was at the Good News Rescue Mission dinner here the other night, and I tell you what, if you want to be inspired, go listen to the stories of some of those people. And their recidivism rate, I mean, if you go through the program there, it's 65% of the people go on to do good things in their lives. So if you think government's your answer, it's the wrong answer. You need private nonprofits that are really focused on doing the right thing. Get behind them because they really do make a difference in people's lives. And I want to just say, Carl, I don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, but 3 minutes.
I want to say that, it's a privilege to, first of all, come here and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to all the people that are in the hearing distance of our voice. And I will continue to represent you to the best I can. I work hard. If you want to find out what I'm doing day by day, we have a great Facebook. So Facebook.com, Brian Daly, CA, or my Twitter account. We're getting that. We're really getting things tuned up. And I have a little friendly competition with some other legislators who I won't mention their names. But my goal is to get more likes on my Facebook,
on Facebook
page than some of the. And it's kind of a thing that we've been doing in the office.
Okay, how do we find you? Okay, how do
just,
we find you?
Again? You can Google me,
Google.
And you'll get all the information you need. But
if
you've
got Facebook, you can go find you really
easily.
Yes,
but Facebook.com, Brian Daly, CA, or Twitter.com, Brian Daly, CA. Anyway, and some of these legislators have been in office for a while, so one of my staff members, who's from Reading here, Eric, who takes care of my technology stuff, he's like, hey, we're going to kick so-and-so's rear when it comes to this. So I said, we're going to do it. So that's how to get
it. I want
to
be liked back, though.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, this is a reciprocal thing
okay.
here. Okay. All right. So, let's get a lot of likes for Brian. Well, we like Brian Daly.
You're
easy to like because you're doing the job for us. You're out here and talking to us. We see you all the time. As, you know, it's so important that we know that you're available, and you are, and, you know, through your offices or just calling you or,
yeah.
I mean, that's what you promised when you ran for election, and that's what you've delivered, and you've delivered, supporting our community and our assembly area here.
My goal is to get every single member of the legislature, including the governor, to my district.
Do you actually think he'll come up here?
I think he will.
You know, I'm probably want to throw, even though I throw all types of rocks
at
him.
And when I do, I'm going to let you know he's coming.
Well, you know what? I throw all types of rocks at him, but you know what? He worked with us when I was in the Marine Corps, when he was the mayor of Oakland, and as far as we were concerned, this guy was golden because he supports us. And I'd tell him that and tell him how much we appreciate what he did. And the fact he vetoed so many,
and he
Second Amendment.
He signed my bills, and I'm excited about that. He didn't veto any of mine.
Well, that's, I know we don't have enough time left, how hard is it to actually get a bill out of committee?
Very hard. You better work it.
Yeah.
To get 75 votes against the Sierra Club, that's even harder. And I did that with my AB 744.
Well, that's good.
I wanted to say, I got 100% from all the Taxpayers Association, but I got a zero from the Sierra Club. I don't know why. I voted for
I think that's worth a medal right there. Okay, hey, our guest has been Assemblyman Brian Daly. We so much appreciate you being here, Brian.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, the sheriff will be here. We're going to be talking about a lot of things that's going on. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my...
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It could be days before power is restored to the homes still standing in the Illinois city of Washington. People who were forced out of their homes have been allowed back to survey the storm damage and see what they could salvage. At least 11 tornadoes touched down in Illinois on Sunday. 2 have been confirmed in Michigan. After spending the night in a Florida jail, George Zimmerman finds out today whether he'll be released on bond. Zimmerman, acquitted in the fatal shooting of Trayvon Martin, was arrested yesterday following a domestic dispute with his girlfriend. Seminole County Sheriff's Deputy Dennis Lemus says Zimmerman is due in court this afternoon.
I mean, judge will look, he will or she will determine whether or not probable cause existed for the arrest, take all aspects of this into account, and make a determination whether or not a bond is warranted in this particular case.
Zimmerman faces charges including aggravated assault.